presentation skills, the gentle art of moving minds. What quality do influential orators, compelling communicators, and persuasive presenters all have in common? I believe that the answer lies in their ability to challenge our thinking. They understand that the art of public speaking is a means to an end, and that that end lies in the minds of their audience. Sadly, many ineffective speakers just don't get this. They're so wrapped up in their own world that they fail to realise that the only real measure of how good your public speaking skills are is whether the people in your audience think, feel, and act differently after having listened to you. In this post, I'd like to share three powerful principles that will help you become a better presenter. Tip 1. Start where your audience are at. I find that the metaphor of a journey is very helpful when it comes to creating and delivering an effective speech. A presentation is like a journey because, if you get it right, you're moving your audience's thinking from one place to another. Every journey has a starting point and a destination. In the context of a presentation, that departure point is what your audience think about the subject of your speech. For example, they might be unconvinced, or sceptical, or even hostile, or they might be open, curious, or even eager to know more. Do you know where your audience are at? How could you find out? Acknowledging your audience members' initial attitude towards your topic is one of the most important presentation skills because it allows you to build rapport quickly. If you're not convinced yet, neither was I when I first heard this, so consider these two scenarios. But first, imagine that you're in a meeting listening to a presentation at work about the upcoming rollout of a supposedly new efficient IT system. The problem is that the last time a change like this happened, it caused chaos. Scenario 1. The speaker launches into a high-energy, upbeat presentation of all the amazing things that this new system will do, without making any reference to the problems of the earlier system. The more you listen, the more their speech sounds like the presentation that was used to sell you on the current system, the one that you now hate so much. Scenario 2. The speaker starts by empathising with you, using words like, "Now I know that many of you have serious doubts about the introduction of a new system. Our current system, which we all find so frustrating, was also promised to be all singing and all dancing and easy to use, and it failed to live up to its promises. So why should this new one be any better?" Now, I don't know about you, but I can just see the people in that audience nodding and saying to themselves, "Absolutely." Next, the presenter goes on to outline how the project team has learned lessons from the problematic introduction of the current system. They show you how they have developed the new software with the advice of end users just like you. Then, they demonstrate how it eliminates the most annoying features of the current system. Can you feel your resistance starting to diffuse? It's all too easy to ignore the reality of where your audience are at, particularly when you feel that it is hostile or negative, but ignoring it won't make it go away. Acknowledging their concerns is the first step towards winning the trust and respect of your audience. Tip 2. Know your destination. As well as a departure point, every successful journey needs a destination. Having established rapport by acknowledging where your audience members are at, the next thing you need to do is lay out a compelling destination. Sadly, many speakers miss out on this step. In fact, I've come to realise that for most presenters, their default destination is survival. They just want to get through the presentation without making a fool of themselves, and anything else is an unexpected bonus. While it's understandable, I hope you can see that it is not the best recipe for a genuinely successful speech. Before you start to write your speech, think about where your audience are before you start to speak, point A, and where you want them to be after you have finished, point B. When you can answer these two questions confidently, you can go about planning what you need to put into your presentation to ease that mental shift from A to B. Only then can you use your other presentation skills to build and deliver a compelling case. Tip 3. Change their minds one step at a time. Now you're able to plan the main body of your presentation. These are the facts, the evidence and stories, case studies that will help you to shift your audience's attentions. I often think of them as stepping stones across a river. If the metaphorical river is wide, they won't be able to leap across in one bound. However, if you present them with a logical sequence of small steps, you've a much better chance of achieving your objective. For example, if you suspect that the audience are initially hostile to your idea, your first stepping stone may be to get them to be opened to the possibility that your idea might just have some benefits. The next step might be to get them to be curious to find out more, and so on. Does any of this strike a chord with you? Can you see how you could use these ideas to improve your presentation skills? Use the comments box below to share your own ideas or to ask additional questions. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.